So, Hare Krishna, we can start with the evening program called The Magical Box.
Dakle, sada možemo započeti sa večernjim programom nazvanim Čarobna kutija.
I have to say something very important in the beginning. We will start. Yes, I need to inform you, especially this time I will inform our learned Swamis and scholars who are sitting on this panel.
Na samom ću početku reći nešto vrlo značajno. Zapravo htio bih vas informirati o nečemu, a ta se informacija prije svega odnosi na naše učene svamije i učenjake koji ovdje sjede.
In many festivals this part has been the most enlivening part, not most, but a very enlivening part. But it is dependent that each one of us aspires to give the most concise answer he has ever given to the questions.
Na brojnim festivalima ovaj je dio programa bio vrlo inspirativan, međutim njegova vrijednost će zavisiti od toga što bi svaki govornik trebao nastojati da odgovor dati na što je moguće koncizniji način.
There are by now many questions in the box.
Do sad su se nakupila brojna pitanja u kutiji.
And we want to try to answer all of them.
I mi želimo pokušati odgovoriti na sve njih.
As sutra-like as possible.
Sutranskijem obliku.
So, sutranski, yes, sutranski. Just K-E, then it's... I have requested all of you to ask really important questions.
Zamolio sam vas sve da pitanja koja postavljate budu zaista bitna, važna.
And I will now request all of our speakers to give very concise answers.
I ponovo ću zamoliti sve naše govornike da daju vrlo koncizne odgovore.
Two other information somewhere here will Jai Pataka Maharaj will be here. He will see his 29 people more for darshans and sometimes come in like Narada Muni and go out before when it's his time. He is like this.
Jaya Pataka Maharaj isto biti tu negdje u blizini, ima još 29 ljudi da primi na darshan i ponekad ću ulaziti kao Narada Muni i ponovo ići van.
In the past I have often been accused, rightly so, that I would use my intuitive powers to look for the questions which I find most interesting.
U prošlosti su me često optuživali, to s pravom, da koristim svoje intuitivne moći da bih izabrao pitanja koja su najzanimljivija.
This is a correct accusation.
I ta je, znači, optužba s pravom iznesena.
So this doesn't happen again. We have requested one very impartial question drawer today.
Da se ta pogreška ne bi ponovila, danas smo odabrali jednog vrlo neutralnog nepristranu osobu koja će izlačiti pitanja.
It is our Narayani. Please give a full hand to her. She will serve this event by drawing the right question, by drawing the question.
Znači ona će ovdje izvlačiti naša pitanja za večeras.
So in this way I cannot be accused any longer of using my own magical gifts.
Na taj način Na taj način neću biti više optuživan za korištenje svojih magičnih moći.
Yes, we will also request one extra translator if there are Croatian or Serbian questions. Bhakti Granta, if you don't mind to sit here with us because we have worked together in the past a lot. So we can now start.
Sada možemo početi.
I want to request all of you to bless us that we can really give concise answers.
Zamolit ću sve vas da nas blagoslovite tako da naši odgovori budu zaista kratki i jasni.
And that this becomes a very enlivening evening.
I da ovo večer postane izvor velike inspiracije.
Yes, a good question. We will do it like we always do. There will be a master of questions, that's in this case me, and I will give it to the sajan, to the devotees.
Dakle,
no, the questioner is never identified. They can be identified, but the idea is to create, to ask these questions which you never asked.
Da, znači, sva pitanja se postavljena anonimno, zato što na taj način možete postaviti pitanja koje inače ne biste pitali.
We might feel here that our chairs get hot all of a sudden, but that is desired. Old men must get a little dynamic in
their
lives.
Možemo osjećati kako da nam se stolice usijale, zapravo postale vruće, međutim to je dobro, pošto starim ljudima je potrebna malo topline.
No, they ask always nice questions. So, please start. Thank you. This is in the local language. So please, another one until he has translated. Thank you very much. How do you help devotees forgive themselves for past negative activities?
Kako pomažeš baktama da sami sebi oproste za minule pogrešne djelatnosti?
In other words, how can we really forgive ourselves for what we have done wrong? I think this is a question very perfectly suited for our Smita Krishna Maharaj.
Drugim riječima, kako da oprostimo sami sebi za greške koje smo počinili u prošlosti? I mislim da ovo pitanje savršeno pitanje za našeg Smita Krishna Maharaja.
Give them time.
Dajte si vremena.
And chant Hare Krishna.
I mantrajte Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Times heals, but it needs time. Okay.
Vrijeme liječi, međutim, i zato je potrebno vremena.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
There's another question. I know it will come in a moment. Yes. In spite of recent Satsvarup Maharaj's spiritual fall down, the GBC Executive Committee allowed him to keep his position as a sannyasi and a spiritual master. This appears to be a serious deviation from Vaishnava standards given to us by Srila Prabhupada. Are ISKCON leaders aware that watering down spiritual standards will lead the whole ISKCON to a shallow semblance of an institution once founded by Srila Prabhupada? What's next? Lady sannyasis? A club of fallen gurus still in office? 3 regulative principles? This was certainly an intense question. Veerachanda, you have to be able to give the summary of this. So, time is of the essence.
Uprkos problemima Satsvarup Maharaja, GBC je dozvolio da zadrži, njemu dozvolio da zadrži svoj položaj kao sanjasi i duhovni učitelj. Ovo izgleda kao ozbiljna devijacija od vaišnavskih standarda koje je postavio Prabhupada. Da li će ISKCON lideri dozvoliti da se tako duhovni standardi razvodnjavaju i do čega će to dovesti? Do totalnog smanjivanja standarda, tako da će imati 3 regulativna principa i tako dalje.
Krishna says, even if one acts abominably, he's still considered saintly if he gets back on the path.
Krišna kaže da čak i ako neko djeluje na odbojan način, on se još uvijek smatra svetom osobom ako se vrati na istinski put.
That's Krishna's angle of vision.
To je Krišna točka gledišta.
We may say it one way, but better we say how Krishna sees it.
Mi možemo to gledati drugačije, ali bolje je da prihvatimo Krišnin način gledanja.
A person who has been practicing devotional service without any deviation for many years.
Osoba koja je prakticirala predno služenje bez ikakvog skretanja kroz mnoge godine.
His health is not good.
I čije zdravlje je jako loše.
Who gets a little swayed by the material energy for a few minutes.
Koga za nekoliko minuta ponese materijalna energija.
It shouldn't even be an issue, it shouldn't even be a discussion.
O tome čak ne treba ni razgovarati.
It can happen to anyone.
To se može svakome dogoditi.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much. You make our heart feel happy, Pankajangri.
Ispunio si naša srca s radošću.
There is now a question which we will hear from in English from Bhakti Granta Prabhu. Please translate it.
What should we do?
Sorry. Yeah, some mala spaced out.
What should we do when we hear that somebody criticizes our guru, when somebody calls him rascal and demon, and that he is not bona fide? The question is for Chandramouli Swami. Okay. Thank you for answer.
Što trebamo činiti kad neko počne vređati našeg učitelja, gurua i kaže da je on raskali demon?
The scriptures say you have to do one of three things.
Spisi kažu da možemo učiniti jednu od tri stvari.
You have to defeat the person by philosophical arguments.
Filozofskim argumentima trebate poraziti osobu.
If you can't do that, you have to give up your life.
Ako ne, onda morate izvršiti samoubojstvo.
And if you can't do that, because that's not recommended in this age.
A čak i ako to ne možete učiniti, pošto to nije preporučeno za ovo vrijeme.
Because you may be a Brahmin, and if you give up your life, you'd be guilty of killing a Brahmin.
Jer možda da ste Brahmana, i ako to učinite, onda ste ubili Brahmanom.
And the last one is you leave immediately.
A zadnja stvar koju možete učiniti je odmah da napustite to mjesto.
To listen such offensive statements, you know, then you also become somewhat implicated in that.
Jer slušanjem takvih uvrijedljivih izjava vi isto djelimično postanete upleteni u sve to.
So this is the scriptural statements. Either you defeat them, give up your life, or immediately leave when such words start to come.
Jer to nam preporučuju spisi. Ili porazimo tu osobu filozofski, ili izvršimo samoubojstvo, ili otiđemo čim čujemo tako nešto.
You must defend your spiritual master against these types of words.
Morate obraniti duhovnog učitelja od takvih uvreda upućenih njemu.
And if you're not able to, then leave immediately.
A ako niste u stanju to učiniti, odmah napustite mjesto.
Thank you.
So, as you can see, it is quite intense. Croatia has quite an intense dynamic in asking questions.
Kao što vidite, poprilično je nabijena atmosfera. U Hrvatskoj su bakte dosta intenzivni što se tiče i dinamični što se tiče postavljanja pitanja.
I think it's a sign of spiritual health if we can discuss even issues which are difficult. And he has such nice answers, so please take them to heart.
Mislim da je to stvar duhovnog zdravlja kada možemo raspravljati o otvorenim i provokativnim pitanjima. I možete čuti ovdje divne odgovore. Molim vas, prihvatite ih u svojem srcu.
I would like to ask the devotees to please come in here. There's a lot of space because I know that many more devotees will come as they end their watermelon party to get warm a little bit again.
Zamolio bih bakte polako koji su vani da polako uđe u hramsku prostoriju, zato što vjerujem da može još puno više ljudi ovdje stati, a također sam uvjeren kako se Lubenica Party približava kraju, da će i mnogi drugi doći tako da bi se ugrijali malo ovdje.
Yes.
Narayani, very nice you do it. So, oops. Yes. Please, somebody tell me what is happening with me.
Neka mi neko kaže što se zbiva sa mnom, molim vas.
Every morning, crying on Mangal Aratik.
Svako jutro plačem na Mangali.
And on Darshan, my eyes is full of tears.
A za vrijeme Darshana, oči su me pune suza.
This is something for the study of comparative religion, Krishna Chaitra Prabhu. What is this religious phenomena?
Krishna Chaitra koji se bavi proučavanjem komparativne religije će nam objasniti kakav je ovaj religijski fenomen.
Keep it short. This means you're on your way back home, back to Godhead.
To znači da si na putu na svome, da kročiš svojim putem kući natrag Bogu.
Yes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, chanting means with tears in the eyes.
Da, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je rekao, pjevati, mantrati znači raditi to, činiti to sa suzama u očima.
Bhagini Granta has lost one question, no? Then Narayani, a new one. Oh Maharaj, the next question is for you. Please come. Hari Bol! No, we had a certain stability chair here. Bring the stability chair, please. So, dear Jai Pataka Maharaj, up till now we had some very intense question. I do not know what is the question which you will get. It might be very intense. Please do not faint if it is. So here is the question. Please, yes. And Maharaj, we have one important situation here. Just like the audience is requested to ask the question as honest and as profound as possible, we as the answerer are requested to give our questions as concise and brief as possible. So it's difficult for both sides. Here comes the question. Sometimes two sentences are enough. Three sentences. Sutra form, yes, sutra form, or in Croatian language, sutraski. You have, Virachandra has given this. So here it is. Sluchate. Oh. One moment. Oh, this will be intense. Is a person. Yeah, here. Jai Pataka Maharaj, His Holiness Jai Pataka Maharaj. Is a person conscious when he leaves his or her body? And what happens with the consciousness later, especially when he or she goes to the spiritual world?
Da li je osoba svjesna kada napušta tijelo i što se zbiva sa njenom svjesnošću nakon smrti, posebno u slučaju da se vraća u duhovni svijet?
First, I offer my obeisances to His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki. To all the deities, Gaur Nitai, Nitai Gaur, and all the other dozens of deities. And to the assembled Vaishnavas, Vancha Kalpa Drubi Astaki Basundu Beva Chavijanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavyo Namaha. Of course, we know that we don't die.
Naravno, mi smo svjesni da ne umiremo.
The body dies.
Tijelo umire.
And when the body dies, we become conscious.
A kada tijelo umre, onda postajemo svjesni.
If we're going back to the spiritual world,
i ako se vraćamo u duhovni svijet,
then we become conscious, and then in many descriptions in the Puranas, it's stated that the Vishnu Dutas come in the spiritual airplanes.
Onda postajemo svjesni i u brojnim opisima iz Purana, iz brojnih opisa iz Purana saznajemo.
They take us in the spiritual airplane.
Da Vishnu Dute dolaze u
back to Godhead.
I odvode nas u duhovnom avionu natrag Bogu.
If we go to hellish planets, we're also conscious.
Ako idemo na paklene planete, također smo svjesni.
Then instead of Vishnu Dutas, this other gentlemen, I don't call them gentlemen, I mean they're like pretty rough men, the Yama Dutas, they come and they drag us out.
A ako onda ne dolaze Vishnu Dute, već oni, ne bih nazvao gentlemenima jer su poprilično grubi u naravi, grubijani, oni Yama Dute nas vuku dolje.
And then we go on a very rough road, which is described in 5th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam.
Putem, vrlo, vrlo teškim putem koji je opisan u petom pjevanju Bhagavatam.
And go to hellish planets.
Idemo na paklene planete.
Now if we take birth in the, without having to go through Yamalog,
a ako se rodimo i ako dobijemo neko rođenje koje, tijelo koje stječemo bez potrebe da idemo na Yamaloku,
then sometimes what I understand is there may be an immediate transfer.
Onda se zbiva ono, ako sam ja pravilno razumio, što bi nazvao neposrednim transferom.
And I am not sure whether we're conscious at that time or not.
I nisam siguran da li smo u to vrijeme svjesni što se zbiva.
This is about as much as I know on this topic.
To je ono što ja mogu reći o ovoj temi.
I don't know if that was concise enough.
Ne znam da li bio dovoljno koncizan odgovor.
We have a question again in please move up for it's all right, yeah.
Yes.
And please come in. It is much nicer if you sit with us and the tent will become warmer.
Molim vas, uđite puno, će biti ljepše ukoliko sjedimo svi skupa i u šatoru će biti toplije.
Please don't be shy. Come and sit with us.
Nemojte se stidjeti. Dođite i sjedite s nama.
All right. Here's now a question which Bhakti Granta Prabhu will read to us in English and Croatian. Yeah.
So this is the question for Krishna Kshetra Prabhu. And what should be the proper reaction of the person who knows that one devotee did something terrible to other devotee, that he misused him, and we are the only person who know about that. Does our reaction depend on our position and on our position? Question for Krishna Kshetra Prabhu. Thank you. Koja bi bila pravilna reakcija osobe koja zna da je jedan bhakta učinio nešto strašno drugome, da ga iskoristio, a mi smo jedina osoba koja to zna? Ovisi li naša reakcija o našem položaju i poziciji? Pitanje za Krišna Kshetra Prabhu, hvala.
There may be several considerations.
A možemo uzeti u obzir nekoliko stvari ovdje.
Of course, in Krishna consciousness we do recognize positions in our society.
Naravno, u svjesnosti Krišne mi priznajemo određene položaje koje osobe zauzimaju u društvenoj strukturi.
Just as in the spiritual world there is recognition of positions.
Kao što je u duhovnom svijetu su isto položaji jasno određeni.
whenever there is organization, then these considerations of protocol are there.
Kad god imamo organizaciju, protokol se mora uzeti u obzir.
Now, if we know that something very wrong has been done by one devotee to another,
ako znamo da je jedan bhakta drugome učinio nešto što je vrlo loše,
then it's certainly appropriate for us to see what can be done that that be corrected.
Onda je svakako pravilno da sagledamo što možemo učiniti da bi se ta nepravda ispravila.
Especially if that wrong is a persistent wrong.
A posebno ukoliko se ta loša stvar nastavlja događati.
When a wrong is done one time,
kada je nešto krivo učinjeno jedan put,
then perhaps also something has to be corrected, but that is, there has to be also recognition that Krishna is involved in the correction process.
Onda se isto možda može nešto ispraviti, međutim također trebamo biti svjesni da Krishna je također uključen u taj proces ispravljanja.
Well, Krishna is involved in the process in any case, if it's a one-time thing or a persistent thing.
Normalno, Krishna je svejedno uključen u zbivanja, bez obzira da li se to dogodilo jedan put ili se ponavlja.
We have to also see to what is our own sphere of influence,
također,
what actually can we do.
Također moramo biti svjesni svog vlastitog polja utjecaja, što mi možemo odista učiniti.
But silence can be a sin.
Međutim, šutnja može biti grijeh.
If some wrong is being done, then we should go to devotees who we feel we can communicate with to see if something can be done through appropriate channels.
Ukoliko je nepravda nanesena, trebamo se potruditi doći do bhakta kojima vjerujemo i koji se mogu pobrinuti da ta nepravda bude ispravljena na pravilan način.
Now, without any more specifics in the question, it's hard for me to be more specific than that in the answer.
Normalno, bez dodatnih detalja u pitanju, ja također ne mogu biti određeni u svom odgovoru.
And since we've been asked to be short in our answers,
I zato što je od nas zatraženo da dajemo kratke odgovore, ovdje ću stati.
Long question. Oh, it's in the local language. When will my question come?
Kada će doći moje pitanje na red?
I put 5 questions in there.
Ja sam ubacio 5 pitanja.
Hare Krishna. To all gurus present, but especially to Jayapataka Swami.
Svim prisutnim gurima je posebno Jayapataka Swami.
So when he comes, yes, let him. When he comes, I will ask this question to him. Please. Oh, Narayani, when do you take my question? To Sachinandan Swami. But it's not my question. During the last summer camp, someone asked you why Krishna hadn't arranged a possibility for the living beings to be happy without him, if they so pleased.
Na zadnjem kampu neko ti je postavio pitanje zašto Krishna nije dozvolio živim bićima da budu sretna bez njega ako ona to tako žele.
The devotee didn't want to serve an unjust god.
Bhakta nije želio služiti pod znacima navoda nepravednog boga.
Then you answered that Krishna did arrange for such a possibility since animals were happy without him.
A ti si odgovorio kako je Krishna dozvolio takvu mogućnost pošto su životinje sretne bez njega.
Well, animals are in illusion that they are happy because they get born sick, grow older and die.
Normalno, životinje su u iluziji da su sretne jer prolaze kroz taj proces od rađenja do smrti.
So the burning question remains.
Tako da goruće pitanje ostaje.
Why isn't there a place, say, anywhere in the spiritual world?
Zašto nema mjesta, recimo, bilo gdje u duhovnom svijetu?
Free from all sufferings and endowed with all facilities of Krishna's own abode.
Koje je slobodno sve patnje i oplemenjeno svim karakteristikama Krišnog vlastog prebivališta,
but lacking him himself.
Ali njega nema.
The spiritual world without Krishna, in other words.
Duhovni svijet bez Krišne.
If not for any other person, purpose, then simply in order to see how many would serve Krishna really unconditionally.
Ako ne zbog bilo kog drugog razloga, onda da bismo vidjeli koliko bi osoba zaista služilo Krišnu bezuzročno.
Now you will hear an answer which you have not imagined to hear.
E sada ću vam dati odgovor koji niste ni zamišljali da možete čuti.
Once Madhu Mangal said to Krishna.
Madhu Mangal je rekao Krišni jedan put.
You're very much in illusion.
Ti si u velikoj iluziji.
You think it was you who killed the Kaliya demon.
Misliš da si ti ubio Kaliya demona.
If you think it was you who was so strong to lift the Govardhan hill.
Ili da si svojom vlastitom snagom podigao brdo Govardhan.
Ali.
Ali.
It was because of my mantras.
Za sve to su zaslužne moje mantre.
That the Govardhan hill started to float in the sky.
Tako je Govardhan plutao u zraku.
And it was because of my tantric activities, my yagyic activities, my yagyas.
I to je također bilo uzrokovano mojim jagičkim djelatnostima.
That you were able to kill Kaliya.
Samo si tako mogao ubiti Kaliju.
Don't be so illusioned about yourselves, please.
Zato nemoj biti u iluziji što se tiče samog
sebe. And as a reward, please give me a few ladus.
I kao nagrada za moje djelo, molim te, daj mi nekoliko ladua.
So here you find an example of a person who doesn't think Krishna is God.
Eto primjera osobe koja ne smatra Krishnu Bogom.
He thinks Krishna is his friend who needs to be protected by yagyas and by mantras.
On Krishnu vidi kao svoga prijatelja koga se treba zaštititi jagijama i mantrama.
Of course, this is the illusion of love.
Naravno, to je zbunjenost ljubavi.
In the illusion of love, there you can find the spiritual world where the devotees of Krishna forget that he is God.
I iluzijom ljubavi, bhakte u duhovnom svijetu zaboravljaju da je Krishna Bog.
Where they lovingly correct him.
I oni ga s ljubavlju ga ispravljaju.
But in the illusion of hate, then we will find the material world.
Ali pod utjecajem iluzije mržnje, dolazimo do materijalnog svijeta.
So if you want to forget that Krishna is God and want to be independent, then first you must have Krishna conscious love in your heart for Krishna. Then you can get what you want.
I ako želite zaboraviti da je Krishna Bog, i ako želite biti neovisni, onda prije svega morate u svome srcu probuditi ljubav prema Krishna. I tada ćete dobiti ono što želite.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. That's a good beginning. Usually, with persons which you associate, you become very close.
Obično se jako zbližimo s ljudima sa kojima se družimo.
So I wonder if you really know the soul of that person.
No pitam se da li uistinu poznaješ dušu te osobe.
Like you can see the quality of that person, but what about the soul?
Možemo vidjeti odlike, ali šta je s dušom?
And if it is possible to meet or recognize the same soul in the spiritual world.
I da li je moguće susresti ili prepoznati istu dušu u duhovnom svijetu?
Thank you. Hare Krishna. So, who is the right person to answer this question? Smita Krishna Maharaj, are you feeling a stirring in the heart?
Da li osjećaš poriv u srcu.
Well, I don't know.
Pa ne znam.
Do you really know the soul?
Da li odista poznajemo dušu?
But I understand that from the scripture sometimes there's indications that they kind of recognize their identity in the spiritual world or no. After this life at least.
No, u pismima postoje naznake da oni mogu prepoznati svoj identitet ili identitet u duhovnom svijetu ili u najmanju ruku nakon ovog života.
If nothing else, Krishna knows who you are.
U najmanju ruku Krishna zna tko ste.
And maybe he is the ultimate friend, so you will recognize him.
A vjerujem da je on konačni ili vrhunski prijatelj i njega ćete prepoznati.
He will recognize you and you will recognize him.
Uzajemno ćete se prepoznati, on vas, vi njega.
I think we will have to be satisfied with that.
I vjerujem da sa time trebamo biti zadovoljni.
Our mother and father and son, that's, I don't know about.
A majka, otac, sin, o tome ne znam.
But the spiritual master, we will recognize, as far as I understand.
Ali koliko sam razumio, duhovnog učitelja ćemo prepoznati.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. We want to request our Pankajangri Prabhu and Chandamoli Maharaj to get ready. It's between the two of you who wishes to answer this next question.
Sada molimo Pankajangri Prabhu i Chandramali Swami da budu spremni. Oni će odlučiti ko će od njih dvojice odgovoriti na sljedeće pitanje.
I would like that somebody give a class about honesty of the devotees, especially in our place. And maybe, like a general topic, I am in Bhakti Yoga since some 14 years, since 90s of the last centuries, and I have different experiences. I have put different questions to advanced Vaishnavas. One of the questions was how some devotees can live in celibacy and then the wife of one grihasta told me that this is normal to follow the regulative principles, otherwise the reactions will come. But after 1 year, that same person has leave her husband. Then I have noticed many times that many devotees are not honest, not even towards themselves and nor towards others. When I was talking with them, I was thinking that they are very advanced devotees and that I don't have any value in myself. But from other side, the time have shown that a lot of them that they didn't was honest and they didn't act according to their heart. Znači, da prevedemo i na hrvatski. Želeo bih da se održi lekcija o iskrenosti bhakta kod nas, a možda i općenito. Ja sam u bhakti jogi negde od 90. godina i imam razna iskustva. Postavljao sam razna pitanja naprednim vajšnavama. Jedno od pitanja bilo je kako uspeju se održati u celibatu. Tada mi je supruga od jednog vajšnave, od jednog grihaste odgovorila da je to normalno, jer inače slijede packe od Krišne i reakcije. Nakon godine dana, ta ista osoba napustila je svog muža. Primijetio sam mnogo puta da mnogi bhakte nisu iskreni ni prema sebi ni prema drugima. Kada sam razgovarao sa njima, mislio sam da su to tako napredni bhakte, pa ja zaista nemam nikakve vrijednosti. Vrijeme je pokazalo da mnogi nisu bili iskreni i nisu bili u skladu sa svojim srcem.
This was a question which was very long. It is nice if you as writers of questions can also be concise in the question. May I ask, is the question clear to you or should...
It's about honesty, and one thing was in relationship to the rules and regulations in Grihastha Ashram.
And the questionnaire is asking from their own experience with this person. It's like a situation.
Ovo pitanje se odnosi osobnog iskustva osobe koja ga je postavila.
Well, first of all, in such questions, you know, when I get a question like that, I usually ask the questionnaire more questions about the question. Because their perception is from one side.
Dakle, kada dobijem takvo pitanje, ja osjetim potrebu da onome koji je postavio pitanje postavim dodatnih pitanja oko tog pitanja, jer ova je situacija sagledana sa jedne točke gledišta.
When something involves two different sides or two different people, you always have to hear from both sides before you can really make a conclusion.
I kada se neki problem tiče dvije strane ili dvije različite osobe, uvijek moramo ih saslušati obje prije no što donesemo zaključak.
But let us assume what you say is will answer the question from that you know, from your perspective.
Ali razgledajmo sada pitanje sa tvoje točke gledišta.
And we can only generalize. So the principle of honesty is one of the qualities of a devotee.
I možemo dati jedan generalni odgovor. Naravno, princip poštenja je jedan od vodećih principa u životu bhakte.
And Srimad Bhagavad Gita in the 18th chapter, Krishna describes the qualities of a brahmana. And one of the qualities is mentioned is honesty.
Krishna u Giti objašnjava kvalitete brahmana, odlike, i jedna od njih je poštenje.
The quality of honesty is enhanced by the quality of humility and simplicity.
I ta je odlika pojačana odlikama poniznosti i jednostavnosti.
When one is humble, they're actually honest.
Kad je osoba ponizna, onda je ona poštena,
časna. If they're not humble, then they're actually acting outside of their position, and therefore it's very hard to develop other good qualities without becoming humble.
A bez poniznosti znači da djelujemo izvan svoje istinske pozicije, i onda je prirodno jako teško razviti bilo kakvu dobru odliku.
Now, also, it's the interchange is between you and them, so I don't know what is your relationship with them, so unless you have a relationship with a person, it's really hard to understand more about them.
E sada, ja, to se zaista tiče jednog uzajemnog odnosa. Ja ne znam kakav si ti odnos izgradio sa tim osobama, i bez poznanja tog odnosa jako je teško shvatiti više o...
But let's say from this, I'll make this the last statement to make the concise philosophy stay.
I sada za kraj ću zaključiti sa sljedećom izjavom.
If a person is not honest, they're only cheating themselves.
Ako osoba nije poštena, onda vara samu sebe.
Because you're not cheating anyone, because Krishna knows your heart. And if you're trying to act, you're acting in one way, but you're saying one thing, and at the same time you're doing something different, then you're only hurting yourself, you're not hurting anyone else.
Ako govorite jedno, a činite drugo, onda povrijeđujete samoga sebe, nikoga drugoga, jer Krishna zna šta je u našem srcu.
By being honest, you actually allow yourself you open yourself up to get help, to get the mercy of the Lord.
Ako ste časni, pošteni, onda u stvari otvarate put za milost od Gospodina, otvarate mogućnost da vam se pruži pomoć.
If we hide all these things in the name of, you know, wanting to present ourselves as something different than one we actually are, then we can't get any help. And we actually eventually, as the questioner mentioned, you fall from your position, or you actually, you know, you leave your situation.
A ako skrivate svoje stanje da bi se predstavili za nešto što zapravo niste, onda ne možete od nikoga dobiti pomoć, i dešava se ono što si i sam spomenuo u svom pitanju, uskoro možete otići.
That's why we have association of devotees to help bring about this type of open-heartedness where devotees can relate to each other and help each other without any pretense, without any kind of condemnation or criticism.
Zato imamo ovo društvo bhakta unutar kojega ćemo moći razviti određenu toplinu i moći ćemo otvoriti srce tako da možemo govoriti jedni između drugih bez ikakvog skrivanja ili laži.
So it's up to the leaders and others to create an atmosphere where honesty and other good qualities can develop.
Znači, na liderima je da stvore atmosferu gdje će se moći poštenje i druge dobre odlike razviti.
Okay.
Krishna. This is again in the local language. We will translate it. Hare Krishna. Gaurahari, did you put my questions in the box?
Gaurahari, da li su bacio moja pitanja u kutiju?
This is Tujai Pataka Maharaj, who is not yet here, so please... No problem, no problem. No problem. When he wants to come, he should come. Then let us shake until he is sitting on the chair. Mm-hmm. Please sit with us for a moment, Maharaj. Your question will come after this. To all gurus present.
Svim prisutnim guruima.
It is said, this seems something for Pankajangri Prabhu. It is said that the spiritual world expands constantly.
A rečeno je da se duhovni svijet neprestano ekspandira ili širi.
Could you say anything about the nature of the space of the spiritual where the spiritual world expands in?
Možeš li reći nešto o prirodi prostora unutar kojega se duhovni svijet širi? Da li možeš reći nešto u vezi s prostorom unutar kojega se duhovni svijet širi?
It is called Achintya Shakti.
To zovemo Achintya Shakti.
Inconceivable.
Neshvatljivo.
Thank you very much, Pankajangri Prabhu. To Jai Pataka Swami. It is said that Mayapur and Vrindavan are not destroyed at the time of the dissolution of the world.
Mayapur i Vrindavan nisu uništeni u vrijeme nisu razoreni u vrijeme uništenja svijeta.
Why then does the holy ground of Mayapur Dam get affected so greatly at the times of a trivial flood?
Zašto onda sveto tlo Mayapura bude tako pod tako teškim utjecajem za vrijeme beznačajne poplave?
Hare Krishna. Mayapur, Vrindavan, they're called Bhugaloka, or the spiritual world on earth.
Oni se zovu Mayapur, Vrindavan, duhovnim svijetom na zemlji.
When the annihilation happens, it's mentioned in the Puranas that Markandeya Rishi came across an island floating in the devastation waters.
Kada dođe do uništenja, čitamo u Puranama da je Markandeya Rishi došao do jednog otoka koji se nalazi u toj vodi uništenja.
And it was Godrumdweep, part of one of the nine islands of Navadweep.
A tu se zapravo radilo od Godrumdweepu, jednom od devet otoka Navadweepa.
So what we see now, we're seeing this the external form.
Ovo što sada vidimo je samo vanjski oblik ili obličje.
But if we have the divine vision, we'll see the actual spiritual form of the holy dhams.
Ali kad bismo imali duhovnu viziju, vidjeli bismo istinski duhovni identitet ili oblik svete dhame.
That divine vision was given to Srinivas Acharya, and he saw the beautiful effulgent Navadvip dham.
Taj božanski vid je bio podaren Srinivas Acharya i on je vidio prekrasni blistavi Navadvip dham.
So Nityananda Prabhu and Navadvip Dham Mahatmya said that those sinful people, they're just living in the crust of the holy dham.
Nityananda kaže u Navadvip Mahatmya da griješni ljudi žive na kori sveta mjesta.
So those people are disturbed by this flooding.
I takvi ljudi su uznemireni ovakvim poplavama.
Also that's a kind of lila because Chapanka Jangi can tell you how the Ganges water went up and touched the lotus feet of Radha Madhav.
To je također jedna vrsta lila, jer Pankajangri Prabhu može reći kako je voda Gange došla do lotus stopala Radha Madhava i tako ih.
That's not a mundane flood.
To nije svjetovna poplava.
Coming from the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu.
Ona dolazi od lotus stopala gospodina Vishnu.
Prabhupada said that the devotees had to regularly go and bathe in the Ganges, otherwise she may come up.
Prabhupada kaže, bhakte moraju redovito ići i kupati se u vodama Gange, inače će ona doći.
How many have you bathed in the Ganges?
Koliko se među vama kupalo u Gange?
How many have not yet bathed in the Ganges?
Koliko se od vas još nije kupalo u Gange? Još nije kupalo u Gange.
How many want to bathe in the Ganges?
Koliko se od vas želi kupati u Gange?
So it says that if you, at least we can take a mantra snan.
Barem možemo uzeti mantra snan.
If you shout loudly the Ganga three times, then you'll be taking a bath by mantra.
Znači može, ako se tri puta glasno uzviknemo i Gange no ime, onda se okupamo pomoću mantre.
Are you ready?
Da li se spremni?
But don't open your umbrellas.
Ali nemojte otvoriti svoje kišobrane.
Let the water flow.
Neka voda teče.
Ganga!
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 Add something. Nityananda Prabhu said there's nothing mundane about the holy dham except the consciousness of the person that sees it as mundane.
Nityananda Prabhu kaže nema ničega svjetovnog u svetom mjestu osim svjesnosti osobe koja ga vidi kao svjetovno.
Srila Prabhupada said even the sun and the moon that you see in Mayapur are not the ones you see over here.
Prabhupada kaže, čak i sunce i mjesec koje vidimo u Majapuru nisu isti sunce i mjesec koji ih ovdje vidimo.
They are also spiritual.
Oni su također duhovni.
He said Mayapur is the only place in the world you can enjoy the sunset and not be in Maya.
Kaže, Majapur je jedino mjesto nas. Majapur je jedino mjesto na svijetu gdje možete uživati u zalasku sunca, a ne biti u Maji.
I knew it.
Znao sam.
Thank you very much. We will now hear the next question. Thank you. How to always feel connected with our spiritual master, either when he is physically present or when he is not.
Kako se uvijek osjećati povezani sa duhovnim učiteljem bez obzira da li je fizički prisutan ili ne.
Srila Prabhupada always said the way we are connected with our spiritual master is through service.
Prabhupada je uvijek govorio veza sa duhovnim učiteljem je služba.
What do we mean by connection?
Što mislimo pod vezom, povezanošću?
Are we connected with the spiritual master when the spiritual master is present?
Da li smo povezani s duhovnim učiteljem kada je on prisutan?
Are we present when he is absent?
Da li smo mi prisutni kada je on odsutan?
What do we mean by present and absent?
Što mislimo pod prisutan, odsutan?
Is the spiritual master present in our heart?
Da li je duhovni učitelj prisutan u našem srcu?
If the spiritual master is present in our heart,
ako je prisutan u srcu našem,
naturally we will be connected because the heart is as close as you can get to yourself.
Prirodno ćemo biti povezani, jer srce vam je najbliže što može biti.
the Chaitanya Charitamrita says, how does it go? Guru Vaishnav Bhagavan Tineras Maran Tineras Marane Hoy Vigna Vinashan Anayase Hoy Nija Vanchita Puran. That if we remember the Guru, the Vaishnavas, and Bhagavan, Krishna.
Čitane Čaritamrita kaže, ukoliko se sjećamo Gurua, Vaishnava i Krishna,
then all obstacles are overcome.
Onda sve prepreke će biti, nadići ćemo sve prepreke.
And simply by remembering these three,
jednostavno sjećajući se njih,
all of our desires are fulfilled.
Sve naše želje će biti ispunjene.
So what we are after, what are we desiring?
Ono za čime što je ono za čime težimo, što je ono što želimo?
We're desiring to be connected to the original guru.
Želimo biti povezani sa izvornim guruom.
Krishna is Adi Guru, he's the original guru.
Krishna je Adi Guru, izvorni guru.
So if we're remembering guru, but also not remembering guru alone, but in association with Vaishnavas.
Znači, ako se sjećamo gurua, ali ne njega kao osamljenog, već u društvu s baktama.
And then remembering Vaishnavas in connection with Krishna.
A Vaishnava se sjećamo u njihovoj vezi s Krishnom.
And remembering guru in connection with Krishna.
I sjećamo se gurua kako je povezan s Krishnom.
And Krishna in connection with guru.
I Krishnu, Krishne u vezi s gurom.
And ourselves in connection with Vaishnavas.
A nas same kao povezane s Vaishnavom.
And ourselves in connection with guru.
I također u vezi s gurom.
And guru in connection with Krishna.
A gurua u povezanog s Krishnom.
You get the point?
Onda shvaćate?
When we get, you know, it's like, what do you call it? Paint by number.
Onda je to.
It's like a diagram with interconnecting lines.
Aha, sa linijama koje su međusobno povezane.
When we keep that picture of interconnections.
Kada pred očima držimo tu sliku međusobne povezanosti.
Not just. It's me and my guru.
Nije da smo tu samo mi i naš guru.
No, that's not the idea.
Ne, to nije smisao.
The idea is there's this interconnection.
Ideja je da postoji međusobna povezanost.
And when we keep that bigger picture.
I kada imamo pred očima tako širi pogled.
Then we'll always be connected.
Onda ćemo uvijek biti povezani s gurom.
The next question is again in the local language. Our Bhakti Granta Prabhu will read it to us.
Čućemo sada još jedno pitanje.
I heard it's a very practical question. I do not know what is in the question. But let us see who is a practical person here. It's Smita Krishna. I'm not so concise, so I better. That's my problem. Yeah.
Okay. So Krishna likes so much that we surrender to Him, and that we are depending only on Him. Does it mean that Krishna would be happy if we leave our job, or we neglect to take care about our old age? And will He be happy if we let to Him to take care about our family and ourselves? Znači, prevod, Krišna jako voli da mu se predamo i ovisimo samo o njemu. Da li to znači da bi bio zadovoljan da napustimo svoj posao ili da se ne pobrinemo za starost, te da svoju obitelj i sebe prepustimo njegovoj brizi?
Maharaj, you are our practical man for these things. Our Chandramouli Maharaj, I do not know if you know, he is known as the one of our devotees who has a heart in which the whole world can fit. And he gives very good advices always. So this I think is for you.
Ne znam da li ste svjesni da je naš Chandramouli Maharaj jedan od onih bhakta koji imaju tako veliko srce da cijeli svijet može stati u njih. I on je jako dobar za davanje savjeta i odgovora na ovakva praktična pitanja.
My heart is for the lower world, though.
Ima mjesta kao za niži svijet. Ali tamo i jesmo.
The human form of life is meant to become Krishna conscious.
Ljudski oblik života je stvoren za da bi se u njemu postalo svjesno Krishna.
We also have responsibilities to our job, to our family.
Normalno imamo i odgovornosti prema poslu, prema obitelji.
These things must be taken care of properly.
O tim stvarima se trebamo pažljivo pobrinuti.
But they must not interfere or take away from our ability to become Krishna conscious.
Međutim, oni ne smiju zasmetati ili oduzeti dio naše sposobnosti da postanemo svjesni Krishna.
Try to understand this point. We have to understand what is the goal and align everything else we do with that goal.
Da bismo shvatili ovu poantu, moramo shvatiti što je cilj i sve ostalo činimo usput koji se kreće ka tom cilju.
So Krishna recommends in Bhagavad Gita that you do everything you do as a sacrifice for him.
Krishna preporuča u Giti da sve što činite, činite kao žrtvovanje posvećeno njemu.
You have to Krishnaize everything in your life.
Sve u svom životu morate krishnaizirati.
And in that way, your family, your occupation, everything becomes something progressive, leading you towards the goal, which is Krishna consciousness.
Na taj način vaša familija i vaše zanimanje postaju jedan progresivni element koji vas zvode ka konačnom cilju svjesnosti Krishne.
How to do that? You learn that science, you learn that technique from your spiritual master.
Kako to učiniti? Naučite tu znanost, tu tehniku od svog duhovnog učitelja.
So you place that question from someone who is very close to your spiritual master or someone else and get advice how to do that properly.
Postavite to pitanje svom duhovnom učitelju ili nekome ko vam je jako blizak ili blizak njemu i dobite savjet kako da mudro riješite.
Okay, thank you. Hare Krishna.
For Sajjinandan Swami.
To je pitanje koje si ti napisao, kaže Krishna Kshetri.
Can you please explain what is transcendental chastity? Is it possible to understand it with an ant brain?
Možeš li, molim te, objasniti što je to transcendentalna čestitost i da li ju je moguće razumjeti sa mravljim mozgom?
I will change your question a little bit because you are very kind to me.
Malo ću izmijeniti tvoje pitanje pošto si jako ljubazan prema meni.
What is chastity in a sense in the ISKCON sense, in the Hare Krishna sense.
Što je čestitost u smislu Hare Krishna? U Hare Krishna smislu.
I believe there are two types of chastity which we can learn.
Vjerujem da postoje dva tipa čestitosti koje možemo naučiti.
When we are a woman in a woman's body, we should not try to display our bodies to attract others' attention on us.
Kada smo u ženskom tijelu, trebamo naučiti da ne izlažemo svoja tijela tuđim pogledima kako bismo privukli pažnju na sebe.
When we are brahmacharis, we should really believe in the sentence I belong to Krishna.
A kada smo brahmačari, onda trebamo zaista vjerovati u izjavu ja pripadam Krishni.
But for all men and women there is another type of chastity which I would like to emphasis today.
Ali za muškarce i žene postoji još jedan tip čestitosti koga želim danas naglasiti.
It's a type of chastity which is not at all gender specific. In other words, it has nothing to do with the opposite sex.
Ta vrsta čestitosti nije ni najmanje određena spolom.
I really feel it is so important to be chaste. That means loyal to the gifts which you have gotten by Krishna.
Vjerujem da je vrlo bitno biti čestit, drugim riječima lojalan ili odan darovima koje smo dobili od Krishne.
In this life Krishna has so kindly sent us Srila Prabhupada.
U ovom životu Krishna nam je tako ljubazno poslao Srila Prabhupada.
And through Srila Prabhupada we have learned different or very specific spiritual practices.
A njegovom milošću smo naučili različite ili određene duhovne metode.
We should be loyal to them.
Trebamo im biti vjerni.
Faithful.
Da, lojalni.
Not give them up.
I ne odbaciti.
Like a chaste wife who is chaste to her husband should keep that relationship.
Poput čestite žene koja će uvijek održati svoj odnos prema svome mužu.
Or chaste brahmachari who feels chaste sannyasi I am loyal to my vow of brahmachari or sannyas life should keep it if it's made a lifelong vow.
Ili čestiti sanjasi ili brahmačari treba biti odan svome zavjetu i ostati mu vjeran ukoliko ga je dao za cijeli život.
Be honest.
Budite pošteni.
Be truthful.
Budite istinoljubivi.
Have a good character.
Izgradite dobar karakter.
Be grateful.
Budite zahvalni.
Then it's very easy to be chaste to what Krishna has arranged.
Onda je jako lako biti čestit prema situaciji koju nam je sredio Krishna.
Thank you. Yes, another question. For those who start to look at the wristwatch, we thought to do up till 9:30, so it's only a little bit more time.
Dakle, za one koji već pogledavaju na svoje satove, želim reći da ćemo nastaviti do 9:30, znači još malo.
This is a very good question, maybe for our Smita Krishna Maharaj. Is there a need that the disciple shows his eagerness to receive instructions from his spiritual master?
Ima li potrebe da učenik pokaže svoju žarku želju da prime instrukcije od duhovnog učitelja?
Or does the guru know on his own when it's the right time to instruct?
Ili guru zna sam po sebi kada je pravo vrijeme da da određenu instrukciju?
What is the proper way to express this eagerness? If there is a need to express it.
Kako na pravilan način izraziti tu žudnju ukoliko postoji potreba da se to učini?
What was the question?
Is it a need for a disciple to say, Guru Maharaj, please instruct me? Or no need for the disciple to make a statement like this? Does the Guru Maharaj know? No. Okay.
If you're eager to receive instructions,
ako si
it
željan
will be visible.
Ako si željan da dobiješ instrukcije, onda će to biti očito. Vidljivo će biti.
If you're not eager, you will not put any questions.
A ako nemaš želje, jednostavno nećeš postavljati pitanja.
And you may not get any answers.
I možda nećeš dobiti niti odgovore.
The proper way to express this eagerness, if there's a need for expressing it,
pravilan način za izraziti tu žudnju, ukoliko postoji potreba da se to učini,
I say it will naturally express itself, the eagerness.
Rekao sam, ta će žudnja prirodno izraziti samo sebe.
Tarviri Pranipatana Pariprasnana Sevaya Upadeksham Tita Gyanam Gyaninashtatva Dashanaha. Once you try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master, inquire submissively and render service unto the spiritual master. And he can show the truth because I've seen the truth.
Покушај сазнати истину, пришавши духовному учителю, распитујући се понизно и служећи га. Он ти може открити, разоткрити истину зато што ју је видео.
So the proper way is through submissive questions and service.
Правилан начин је понизним распитивањем и службом.
And I would say the, let's see, rendering service would mean that if you receive an instruction, follow it.
А служити гуру означило би ако добиеш већ инструкцију, онда ју следи.
That would be the way to express that you are eager to receive.
И на тај начин ће изразити своју жељу да добиеш инструкцију.
Ryan is enthusiastic. So here, Gorgeous Ye Sachinandan Swami, this we will answer a little later because I have just answered. You can already. Narayani, the next one, please. Hare Krishna. Is that love that you love some person but you don't trust him? Thank you.
Da li je to ljubav ako nekog čovjeka osobu voliš, ali mu ne vjeruješ?
Are you meditating already about the answer?
Da li već meditiraš na odgovor?
Here comes the answer.
Very concise answer. No.
Ne. To je bio vrlo koncizan odgovor.
No. Ne. Yes. How to deal with anger towards a devotee whom I received at my home and showed hospitality, but who took my money.
Kako se spraviti sa gnjevom koji osjećam prema bakti koga sam primio u svoj dom i ugostio, a on mi je ukrao pare.
So. Who is this is Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu. You know how to guide us in these difficult situations.
Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu nas zna voditi kroz ove opasne situacije.
If I heard right, how to deal with anger? I can't read that. No, that won't help. My glasses. Toward a devotee, which I received at my home and then took my. My husband, but then who took my money? How to deal with the anger? How to deal with that person is the question in my mind.
Tu je pitanje koje meni ovdje dolazi, no nije kako spraviti se s gnjevom, nego kako se spraviti s tom osobom.
I guess first thing I would do is strike that person off my invitation list for future parties.
Prvo što bi ja napravio je da bi izbrisao tu osobu sa liste ljudi koji bih pozivao na zabave.
There is a story about Bamshidas Babaji.
Ima ta priča o Bamshidas
Babaji
koja bi nam mogla pomoći u ovoj situaciji.
And I may need help with this. It was many years ago I read this. It was Gaur Purnima, I believe.
Pročitao se je prije mnogo godina, čini mi se da se u priči govorilo o Gaur Purnimu.
Many people were coming and offering respects to Bamshidas Babaji.
I puno ljudi dolazilo i odavalo poštovanje Bamshidas Babaji.
And they were leaving donations.
I ostavljali su donacije.
And Vamsi Das had a servant who was keeping those donations.
A Vamsi Das imao slugu koji se brinuo za te donacije.
And sometime in the course of the day, and perhaps in the confusion of many people visiting, all of that money was stolen.
I u određenom trenutku tijekom dana i uslijed te užasne zbrke koja je nastala zbog mnogo ljudi, sav novac je nestao, bio je ukraden.
The servant felt terrible.
I slugi je bilo užasno žao.
He went to Vamsi Das Babaji and begged forgiveness and just cried and felt so terrible.
Prišao je Vamsi Das Babaji, molio je za oprost, plakao, užasno se osjećao.
And Vamsi Das said, "What is your problem?"
A Vamsi Das rekao, pa oko čega se, zašto se ti brineš?
Lord Chaitanya, he gives.
Gospodin Chaitanya daje.
Lord Chaitanya, he takes away.
Gospodin Chaitanya odnosi.
Another time he will give.
Drugi put će dati.
Why are you lamenting?
Zašto jadikuješ?
One time something is there, another time it is not there.
U jednom trenutku nešto, nečega imamo, u drugom ga više nemamo.
A devotee tries, even in, I understand, this is a difficult one, but he tries, or he, she tries to see Krishna behind everything.
Bhakta pokušava, uvijek, naravno, ovo je dosta nezgodna situacija, međutim, Bhakta, on ili ona, uvijek pokušavaju da vide Krishna u svemu.
What is Krishna trying to tell me?
Što mi Krishna sada pokušava reći?
In this case,
u ovom slučaju,
the question that
u slučaju događaja iz pitanja,
I would suggest that Krishna is trying to tell you, don't invite that person to your home again.
Ja bi pretpostavio da ti Krishna savjetuje da više ne pozivaš tog čovjeka u svoj dom.
Bravo!
Maybe request our Jayapataka Maharaj, if he has time to maybe come slowly and approach his chair, then we can, in the meantime, ask another question. Yes, Narayani? Here's a question. Is it material desire if we want to be happy in Krishna consciousness?
Ako želimo biti sretni u svjesnosti Krishne, da li je to materijalna želja?
Yes.
Is it material desire if we want to be happy in Krishna consciousness?
Da li je biti sretan, da li je željeti biti sretan u materijalnoj, u svjesnosti Krishne, materijalna želja?
Krishna.
I wrote once to Srila Prabhupada because he had asked me to stay in Mayapur and I was feeling so happy.
Jednom sam pisao Prabhupadu. On je od mene zatražio da ostanem u Mayapuru, ja sam se osjećao tako sretno.
The nice Ganges, good association with devotees like Pankajangri and Janani Vas.
Prekrasna Ganga je bila tamo. Divno društvo Bhakta poput Janani Vas.
Beautiful Radha Madhava, the holy Dham, so many Vaishnavas coming. I felt guilty.
Tako puno prasadama, puno Vaishnava koji su dolazili. Tako sam bio sretan da sam se osjećao kriv.
Is it wrong to maybe, I mean, like, I thought maybe to suffer to be Krishna conscious, to do something more like difficult.
Osjećao sam grižnju savjesti jer mislio sam da bi bio svjestan Krišne, trebam malo patiti, osjećati težinu.
So I wrote to Srila Prabhupada, is it all right if we're happy?
I pisao sam Prabhupadu, pisao sam mu, da li je u redu ako se osjećamo sretni?
You know, in our service to Guru, I'm trying to carry out your order and I'm finding it very giving me a lot of happiness.
Ja pokušavam,
is that all right?
Ja pokušavam izvršiti tvoje naređenje, to mi daje puno sreće, da li je to u redu?
And Srila Prabhupada said, well, if you, the point is you have to carry out the order of the Guru.
Prabhupada je rekao, cijela ideja je u tome da izvršiš naređenje Guru.
And if you happen to like doing what the Guru asks you, well, that's his blessing.
I ako ti se dopada to što radiš za Gura, onda to shvati kao njegov blagoslov.
Like, it's not like, because we like doing it, we shouldn't do it, just to be, like, austere.
Ne bismo trebali raditi ono što ne želimo ili ne trebamo, ne, ono što ne trebamo raditi samo za da bi bili ono strogi prema sebi.
Artificial renunciation.
To bi se značilo da je to umjetna odvojnost.
But even if the guru asks us to do something we don't like to do,
ali čak
we should do that also.
Ako guru zatraži da činimo nešto što nam se ne dopada, to svejedno trebamo učiniti.
So, we can be happy in Krishna consciousness.
Možemo biti sretni u svjesnosti Krishna.
And to pray to Krishna, we don't want to ask Krishna to give us only, you know, material happiness.
Normalno, mi ne želimo da nam Krishna da materijalnu sreću.
That will bind us by attachment to the material world.
Ona će nas vezati za materijalni svijet.
So, I remember in the glories for this, I have to cut my big more concise. So just one more thing I'll say. That for the Purushottam month, which just passed,
za Purushottam month, o mjesec koji je prošao upravo,
there was a mention that if someone performs Purushottam month very nicely, and does Krishna, a lot of Krishna bhakti during Purushottam month,
rečeno je da ako ga neko slijedi pošto je na pravilan način, može steći puno Krishna bhakti.
That you'll be very comfortable and happy in your in this material world, and at end of life you go back to Godhead.
I onda će vam biti jako udobno i sretni ćete biti u materijalnom svijetu, a na kraju života idete kući Bogu.
So there's your secret.
Dakle, u tome je tajna.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. Most probably we have two more or three more questions. We have exactly 9 minutes.
Vjerojatno nam ostaje još dva ili tri pitanja samo do, za odgovoriti jer nam imamo još 9 minuta vremena.
I think Pankajangri Prabhu is a natural time which has come for you to answer. Dear Maharajas, Prabhus, Pamho, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. What is the quality in Srila Prabhupada that you are most admiring, and what is the quality which amazes you most?
Koja je odlika Prabhupada koja vas najviše ushićuje, a koja je odlika Prabhupada koja vas najviše zapanjuje?
Well, the first quality that amazed me about Srila Prabhupada was his braveness.
Prva odlika Prabhupada koja me zapanjila bila njegova hrabrost.
That he was taking on the whole Western world single-handed, about to change the whole Western world with half a dozen followers when I saw him.
On je osvojio cijeli zapadni svijet goloruk sam i sa šačicom sljedbenika je htio promijeniti cijeli svijet.
That amazed me. I want to help him.
Bio sam zapanjen, mislio sam ja također želim pomoći.
And the thing that continues to amaze is Srila Prabhupada's consistency.
Ono što me dalje zapanjuje je Prabhupadova postojanost.
That everything he says proves to be true.
On sve što je rekao ispada da je istina.
Even we can't understand now, in the future we'll understand it was the right thing what he said and did.
Čak i ako sad ne možemo razumjeti, u budućnosti ćemo shvatiti da je bilo ispravno ono što je on rekao ili napravio.
Srila Tamo Krishnamaraj told us once that Srila Prabhupada told him that he said if I could go back and do ISKCON and start ISKCON all over again, I wouldn't change anything.
Jednom je Prabhupada rekao kada bih mogao se vratiti, da kada bih mogao još jednom otići i pokušati ustanoviti ISKCON, ne bi promijenio ni jednu jedinu stvar.
This is such a nice question. I think everyone should answer this one.
Ovo je tako lijepo pitanje, mislim da bi svi trebali dati odgovor na njega.
Prabhupada's qualities are unlimited, but there's always something that is so outstanding for everyone.
Prabhupadove odlike su bezbrojne, međutim neke od njih jednostavno su posebno upadaju u oči.
The thing that really amazes me, one thing that amazes me, is Prabhupada was always Prabhupada in every situation. He was never affected by the situation. He was always the same.
Prabhupada, ono što me zaista zapanjuje, da je Prabhupada u svakoj situaciji bio potpuno ist, nikad nije bio pod utjecajem određene situacije.
You can see how we have to be different according to different situations. But Prabhupada was always, he was always transcendental, and he was always, he wasn't affected by any circumstance. He was always the same.
Pogledajte samo kako mi uvijek moramo se mijenjati u skladu sa situacijom. Međutim, Prabhupada je uvijek bio transcendentalan, nikad nije pao pod utjecaj određene situacije, uvijek je bio isti.
And Prabhupada's plans for the spreading Krishna consciousness were really amazing.
I Prabhupadovi planovi za širenje svjesnosti Krišne su zaista bili zadivljujući.
One thing he said was that, this is in reference to Mayapur, he said we should buy up all the land in Mayapur Dam, declare it an independent state, and then succeed from the country of India.
Jednom je Prabhupada rekao da, što se tiče razvoja Mayapur Dame, rekao je trebamo kupiti svu zemlju Mayapura, proglasiti je neovisnom državom i odcijepiti se od Indije.
We have our own country called Chaitanya.
I imat ćemo svoju vlastitu zemlju, državu koja će se zvati Chaitanya.
We have our own currency too, with Lord Chaitanya on the currency.
I imat ćemo svoju vlastitu valutu i Chaitanya Mahaprabhu će biti na novcu.
Prabhupada had big plans.
On je imao velike planove.
And we're just gradually learning about them now.
I sada... I postupno učimo i saznajemo o tim planovima.
I will answer this question with a Prabhupada story which I heard from Ravindra Swarup Prabhu.
Odgovorit ću na pitanje sa jednom pričom o Prabhupadu koju sam čuo od Ravindra Swarup.
Ravindra Swarup Prabhu was asked by one other devotee who had studied theology to come to Srila Prabhupada in Mayapur in the evening and discuss theology with him.
Jedan bhakta drugi koji studira teologiju zamolio Ravindra Swarupa da dođe na večer kod Prabhupada i da skupa govore o teologiji.
So before, so he was in the room with this other devotee who also had a dance troupe, and they were performing. This devotee showed Prabhupada pictures of a very nice dance performance. Thank you very much. In the Los Angeles temple.
I onda on je Ravindra Swarup, taj drugi bhakta koji je također bio i vođa jedne plesačke skupine i su bili u sobi Prabhupada i taj drugi bhakta pokazivao Prabhupadu interesantne slike od jedne plesačke izvedbe koja se održavala u Los Angeleskom hramu.
One devotee was dressed as Hanuman, another as Ram and Sita. It looked gorgeous.
Sve je izgledalo veličanstveno. Bhakte su bili odjeveni u različite kostime.
Big pictures. Oh, Prabhupada, we did this dance.
Evo, Prabhupada, pogledaj, ovaj smo ples mi izveli.
Prabhupada looked at the pictures.
Prabhupada ih je pogledao.
And he asked Ravindra Swarup, why do the dancers show their back to the deities?
I onda je pitao, zašto plesači su okrenuti leđima prema božanstvima?
The devotee who had arranged the dance performance froze.
Taj bhakta koji je napravio koreografiju za taj ples se smrzao.
Oh, Prabhupada, it was just a question of space. There was no purpose behind it.
Ali Prabhupada, nismo imali nikakvu namjeru iza svega toga, samo jednostavno prostor je, morali smo se smjestiti u prostoru nekako.
Prabhupada asked, why do the dancers have their backs to the deities? Call all the important GBC men.
Prabhupada je ponovio pitanje, zašto su okrenuli leđima prema božanstvima, naredio da se pozovu svi vođe iz GBC-a.
All the GBC men were called. It was an emergency situation.
I pozvali su ih jer je nastala hitna situacija.
They all came in the room.
I svi su ušli u sobu.
They thought some important temple had been burned into pieces, or some leader had run away with some Gandharva or whatever.
Ili mislili su, ko zna šta se dogodilo, neki značajni tempel je izgorio u pepeo, neki lider je pobjegao s Gandharvom nekom.
Prabhupada said, look at these pictures, what do you see?
Prabhupada je rekao, pogledajte ove slike, što vidite na njima?
Oh, so the some GBC man. It's a nice dance performance.
Oh, neka lepa plesna izvedba, rekao je.
Prabhupada became like thunder. Why do the dancers show their back to the deities?
Prabhupada je postao oštar poput groma. Zašto oni pokazuju leđa božanstvima?
Then one devotee said, but Prabhupada, Jaya Tirtha Maharaj, the local GBC said it's all right for the dance performance. There was no other space.
Prabhupada, jedan je bakta odgovorio, pa lokalni GBC, Jaya Tirtha Maharaj, je rekao da je u redu da se tako izvede ta predstava jer nije bilo prostora za drugačije.
Oh, said Prabhupada, our Jaya Tirtha Maharaj has become more important than Rupa Goswami.
Oh, rekao je Prabhupada, naš Jaya Tirtha je postao važniji od Rupa Goswami.
Why are the dancers with their back to the deities?
Zašto su plesači okrenuti leđima?
Ravindra Swarup Prabhu said it went on for 2 hours.
I Ravindra Swarup Prabhu rekao da je to ta grdnja trajala 2 sata.
I admire this.
Ja se divim tome.
I am still amazed by this.
Ja sam još uvijek zapanjen s time.
My spiritual master is a Vaikuntha man.
Moj duhovni učitelj je čovjek s Vaikunte.
He cannot tolerate something which is not good, which is not done good for Krishna.
Ne može podnijeti da nešto nije lijepo izvedeno za Krishnu.
And therefore he can teach us to move from anthropomorphism, that's where where one puts the human being and his interests in the center, to theocentrism, where one puts Krishna into the center.
I on nas uči kako da se krećemo sa antropocentrične koncepcije kada je čovjek u sredini do teocentrične kada postavimo Boga u centar svega.
Yes, this is the only person my restless heart can surrender to.
I to je jedina osoba koju se moje nemirno srce može predati.
I think I admire also Prabhupada for his ability to bring these important points to our attention.
Divim se također Prabhupadu zbog njegove sposobnosti da ove značajne poante, da nam ukaže na ove značajne poante, da usmeri našu pažnju na njih.
He is a wise saint and teacher in action, not some theoretical person.
On nije samo teoretičar, on je mudrac i umjetnik u praksi.
With great enthusiasm, let us lovingly call out.
Sa velikim entuzijazmom i s ljubavlju uzviknimo.
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai!
This is the question.
Ovo je pravo pitanje.
Gosh. I don't know if I can zero in on some word to crystallize what I most appreciate about Prabhupada.
Ne znam da li ću pomoću riječi moći izraziti ono što najviše cijenim kod Prabhupada.
There's something about a person who at age, what was it, 6 years old, when Srila Prabhupada organized Rath Yatra in Calcutta.
Kad je Prabhupada, ima nešto u tom toj osobi koja se 6 godina organizirala Rath Yatru u Kalkuti.
And almost managed to also include in that program fireworks at the end.
I zamalo uspio da i vatromet uključuje taj program na kraju.
Who at the age of something like 21 or 22, after completing university study and being eligible for receiving his degree, rejected his degree on political grounds.
Koji je sa 21-22 godine, nakon što je završio fakultet i postao dostojan da stekne univerzitetsko diplomu univerzitetsku, je odbio tu diplomu zbog političkih razloga.
At the age of what was it when he, how old was he when he first left to come to America? 69. The age of 69, almost 70, leaves Vrindavan to come. He doesn't know quite where to follow the order of his guru.
Koji se 69, gotovo 70 godina odlučio da napusti Vrindavan i otiđe pa i na mjesto na kojemu baš nije bilo jasno što ga čeka da bi slijedio, izvršio naređenje svog duhovnog učitelja.
Who on his deathbed, we just heard there's no such thing as death, and Prabhupada knew this, but on his so-called deathbed is translating and commenting Srimad Bhagavatam within hours of leaving this world.
Koji na svojoj takozvanoj samrtnoj postelji prevodi i komentira Bhagavatam praktički nekoliko sati prije trenutka napuštanja ovoga svijeta.
And who is something like 5 feet 2 inches tall. I don't know what that translates into in five centimeters.
5 feet and 6 inches.
And 2 inches.
2 inches. So koji je otprilike 1 i 50 3 po 5 koji je oko 160 cm visok.
Anyway, he was shorter than I am, and I'm pretty short.
U svakom slučaju, bio je niži od mene, ja sam poprilično nizak.
But who, when he walked next... No, not possible. No. Anyway. Yeah? Okay.
Metar 60 znači. Metar 60.
And who then... as I first see him and see how small he is, but as I see him, I can only fall down flat in front of him.
Because
there's just nothing else to be done to such a great person.
I kada sam ga prvi put vidio i kada sam vidio kako je malen, svejedno nisam mogao učiniti ništa drugo do pasti na pod ispred njega, jer što drugo sam mogao učiniti pred tako veličanstvenom osobom?
And who then steps on my thumb as he walks by with his lotus foot.
I koji je poslije stao na moj nožni palac dok je hodao, znači stao je na moj nožni palac sa svojim lotusovim stopalom.
I'm sorry, I have to surrender it.
Žao mi je, jednostavno sam morao predati.
Srila Prabhupada ki.
Ja.
My first impressions are already mentioned here. One thing is his consistency. I read the books. I hadn't seen Prabhupada. Then came to see him and hear him, and it was the same.
Dakle, konzistentnost, jedna prva stvar koju mogu spomenuti. Ja nisam bio vidio Prabhupada, pročitao sam knjige, a onda sam došao ga vidjeti i čuti i bilo je sve isto.
Then next is we mention here the size or how this, and then see him followed by this big American boys.
Onda sljedeća stvar, spomenuli smo njegovu veličinu i onda sam vidio kako ga prate svi ti veliki američki mladići.
Being so small, but having such a command over this young American other man was kind of amazing.
A on je bio, po znacima navoda, tako mali, a upravljao je sa tim velikim Amerikancima i drugim ostalima.
It kind of there was a power there.
To mi je bilo znako zapanjujuće, neka moć je izvirala iz toga.
And then what continuously amazes, what was it continuously amazes? And that is his transcendental presence even today.
A ono što me postojano zapanjuje je njegovo transcendentalno prisustvo i do dana današnjeg.
He is still with us.
On je još uvijek s nama na transcendentalan način.
If not physical, so transcendentally.
Ako ne fizički, onda transcendentalno.
And that one can feel and devotees dream of him and whatever grand devotees, grand disciples, disciples, grand disciples, and it's meaningful. So that's what continues to amaze me now.
i bhakte to mogu osjetiti, bhakte ga sanjaju i to njegovo prisustvo je puno značenja, nije nešto isprazno i to nastavlja iznova i iznova da me ispunjuje sa sačuđenjem.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
So, Hare Krishna. We have come to the end, but not the complete end. We will ask our Jayapataka Maharaj to also, because the devotees wanted to hear every devotee speak on this subject. What amazes you most about Srila Prabhupada? There's an initiation going on. This means we are in a transcendental movement, really. Here he is coming. Oh, you are able to do many things. So this will be our last contribution. But please don't now leave all. This is here you will hear the answer. You miss a lot.
Da vidim šta sam samo propustio. Puno toga. To bismo trebali raditi nakon svake lekcije.
What am I supposed to do?
You're supposed to answer what amazes you most about Srila Prabhupada.
What amazed? What was the most amazing thing and what continues? What was the most amazing thing that continues?
There were actually two parts, it's correct. Here's the question.
What is the quality in Srila Prabhupada that you are most admiring, and what quality amazes you the most?
Koja odlika Prabhupada te, koju odliku Prabhupada najviše cijeniš, a koju odlika Prabhupada te najviše zapanjuje, zadivljuje?
What quality inspires you the most?
Admire.
What do you admire most?
And why only one?
Zašto samo jedna odlika?
Why limit?
Zašto staviti ograničenje?
There's so many unlimited qualities that I admire in Srila Prabhupada.
Neograničene su odlike kod Prabhupada koje cijenim.
But In his personal association, what I saw was he was so much dedicated to pleasing his spiritual master and the previous acharyas.
Međutim, ono što sam sagledao u njegovom osobnom društvu je da bio tako posvećen namjeri da zadovolji duhovnog učitelja i prethodne acharije.
To the point where one year he was giving a lecture at the disappearance festival of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
Svedok jedan dan nije držao predavanje na dan odlaska Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
And he mentioned that the secret of success in devotional life is to please the previous acharyas.
I spomenuo je da je tajna uspjeha u duhovnom životu zadovoljiti prethodne acharije.
And he mentioned that just like the previous acharyas, they wanted to develop Mayapur.
I rekao je kao što su prethodni acharije htjeli razviti Mayapur.
And he gave the example how Jagannadas Babaji found the birthplace of Mayapur.
I dao je primjer kako
Lord Chaitanya.
Kako je Jagannadas Babaji otkrio rodno mjesto Sri Chaitanya.
Bhakti Vinod Thakur had begged door to door to build the first temple at the joke pit at the birthplace.
Bhakti Vinod Thakur je prosio od vrata do vrata da bi izgradio prvi hram na yoga pitu.
That like this through the power. He mentioned all how everyone had done something to develop Mayapur.
I spomenuo kako je svako od njih učinio nešto da bi razvio Mayapur.
to make it shorter.
Да скратим пишу.
And then he said, so I'm also trying to do something for my part to develop Mayapur Dham.
И он рекао, ја такође са своје стране се трудим да учиним нешто за развитак Майапура.
And I'm very grateful.
Јако сам захвален.
To all of my followers.
Свим својим следбеницима.
Who are helping me also to who are doing also something to develop Mayapur Dham.
Кој ми помажу и чине нешто да би развили Mayapur Dham.
And then when he was saying that, he just like choked up and he said, "This is so pleasing to my to the previous acharyas."
И онда дека ќе тоа говорио, онде реко тоа е тако тако пуно задоволство да пружа претходни мачаријама.
And he choked up. His voice choked up, but tears were pouring from his eyes. He couldn't speak anymore.
И глас му застао у грлу, сузе су почели течи низ његове образе, више није могао говорити.
So I could see that how much he is dedicated to do everything to please his spiritual master in the previous acharya.
И могао сам видети колико је посвећен томе да учини што год је потребно да би задоволио свог духовног учителја и претходне ачарије.
I admire that the most, and that's what inspires me a lot to do many of the things I'm trying to do.
Divio sam se tome jako puno i to me inspirira da pokušam raditi sve ove stvari koje radim.
What amazes me,
ono što me najviše zadivljuje, zapanjuje,
is how Prabhupada is so determined to preach.
Zapanjuje me kako je Prabhupada toliko odlučan da propovjeda.
So determined to help other devotees.
Toliko odlučan da pomogne drugim baktama.
I had heard from Brahmananda that I joined in 1968 and this happened 1967, so before I came.
Čuo sam od Brahmanande nešto što se odigralo 1967, znači prije nego što sam ja došao, a ja sam došao 69.
Srila Prabhupada had had a stroke.
Osme. Prabhupada je imao udar moždani srčani, ne znam.
And he was paralyzed from the neck down.
A od srčani udar i bio paraliziran od vrata prema dolje.
Couldn't move his hands or legs or anything.
Nije mogao pokretati niti ruke niti noge, ništa.
But somehow he could his head had been spared. He could speak and he could move his head was okay.
Međutim, glava je bila pošteđena, mogao je govoriti i pokretati ju.
So the devotees, he was seated in the private quarters and they were bathing him and dressing him and because he couldn't do anything on his own.
On je sjedio u svojim prostorijama, je bio smješten i bakte su ga oblačili i kupali, on ništa nije mogao sam napraviti.
But that Srila Prabhupada was non-stop preaching to them.
A Prabhupada mi je neprestano propovjedao.
It's like in the Bhagavatam when you have Vritasura, the two arms are cut off and he has nothing left to fight with Indra and he's fighting with his mouth, you know, and he swallows Indra. You know, it's like
kao Vritasura iz Bhagavatama kada su mu odrezane ruke i noge i nemaš za više s čime boriti protiv Indra, međutim on koristi usta i proguta ga.
Prabhupada had no more body left.
Prabhupada više nije imao
tijelo. Still with his mouth he is preaching to them and telling them to be how they what they should do and how they can be Krishna conscious.
Ali ustima im je propovjedao i govorio im što da čine i kako da budu svjesni Krišne.
When I heard that explained, but I can't say it as emotionally as Brahmananda did, but when I heard him explain that situation, it amazed me so much that I couldn't help but cry.
Ja ne mogu to opisati sa onoliko osjećaja kao što je to učinio Brahmananda, ali kada sam čuo od njega o tom događaju, nisam mogao učiniti ništa drugo do zaplakati.
And I've, you know, seen through the years that in the Prabhupada he was always determined, no matter what the obstacles, no matter what the challenges, to go ahead somehow and keep pushing on the preaching and the Krishna conscious movement.
I vidio sam kroz sve godine kako je Prabhupada uvijek ostao odlučan da bez obzira na poteškoće, bez obzira na prepreke, nastavi propovijedati i unapređivati ovaj pokret svjesnost Krišne.
That's amazing.
To je zapanjujuće.
Prabhupada ki!
Bravo, bravo, sadhu, sadhu. Well spoken. Thank you.
So, Hare Krishna, we have reached the end of this evening. Time has gone, we have gone 20 minutes over time, which is usual for us. Mm-hmm. I want to thank all of you very much for putting such nice questions, and I want to thank our Maharajas and Prabhus very much for being available to answer even candid questions. And I want to thank our smiling Narayani for drawing the questions so nicely this evening.